Today is also Tu Ba'ot, Zayhoyu Yom Tovim LeYisrael, a tremendous Yom Tov, like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a time of Kapara, and this is a time similar to Kapara. A person does Averis in the course of the year, a person can give up hope. What's going to be with me? I'm constantly doing Averis. Comes along Yom Kippur and he gets a Kapara. It gives him refreshed hope and strength to go onwards. So, it could be that Tu B'Av is a similar idea. The five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. Each one of them could cause a person to fall into a state of despair. We had a gzeira of Tisha B'Av, of the Midbar, not coming to Israel. Purva Beit HaMikdash, Purva Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash was captured and the city of Yerushalayim was flat over, that there should be nothing to remind us even of the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. So if you see the five things, some of them are very similar, other ones. So it says that as far as the first thing of the Mesin Midbar, it says that Tu B'Av called the Mesin Midbar. That was the end of the Gzeira. So we see that even though it was a terrible Gzeira, not to come to Israel, still Hashem watches over to make sure that every Gzeira has an end to it, and we eventually came to Israel. Beit was captured and destroyed, and killed, people were killed. And in Tu B'Av we have the Nenes, we have the Shemaya that all the people that the bodies were exposed for a long period of time were able to be buried, and that's in the second, the bracha of Atoy V'Meitiv, the fourth bracha of Birz HaMozen, and the general bracha of Atoy V'Meitiv was Nitkan on this event, that once again was a situation that the Jewish nation was in a very low state of hope. Not only the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the tremendous town was destroyed, and the Jewish bodies were just sitting out there. Look, there's no hope, and it's really tremendous to have the show that Hashem is still with us under all circumstances. The destruction of the Tu B'Av Mikdashes is really a little stretch, but it says that on Tu B'Av also that the Shvatim, originally the girls were not allowed to marry from one Shevet to another, and Shevet Yomim was not allowed to marry into the Shvatim, and on Tu B'Av those two things came up. That's a little bit Nogeh to the Chum Beis Mikdash, which it was caused, the second Beit HaMikdash was caused by Sinas Chinam, division between Klal Yisrael. This is a time of unity between members of Klal Yisrael. It says also that in the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the way deserved. And this was the day that Asher ben Eva destroyed the things that were set up to block people from being Oyla Rego. You remember that book. So it's also full Beit HaMikdash because of the way deserved and not serving, using the Beit HaMikdash. Two bubbles of time that show that even with all the plans of the Yerubim, eventually the evil was overpowered. And the last thing that happened is, it was the day that they finished gathering together the wood for the Marocho, for the Mizbeah. There's also, once again, a time that was a tremendous simcha that we were able, and so certain times it was mamish, it was nefesh to do it, but that every year they to gather the woods to bring the Kabbalah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The time we rejoice in the fact that Hashem picked us as a nation to bring His Kabbalah. And the Gemara ends by saying that since they had this Tu B'Av at the time that they finished this mitzvah of gathering the wood together for the Marocho, from then on the nights get longer, and it's a time that everybody is required to add on to his learning. If he doesn't, the Chas V'Shalom, terrible things could happen. But look at the positive side. This is really the tikkun hagodl that they wanted us to have no memory of our spiritual connection to Hashem. They plowed over the area of Beit HaMikdash instead of making place of growing spiritual things. They transformed it into a field. They grow physical things. We show up in Shvohu, the Dafka, and Tu B'Av a few days after Tisha B'Av, rejoice with the fact that now we're able to have longer nights, able to learn Torah more. Torah is alive. Torah is the thing that preserves the fire, excitement of the Torah, Avodah, and Klal Yisrael. So these are the things we're happy about. But like we said, that even though we went through terrible calamities and we did terrible sins, but there's always a continuation of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is not here, but we're getting closer to the Beis HaMikdash by strengthening these ideals of connecting to the freedom to be together with one another in the proper fashion. The time of Shetuchim, as we know, that it's definitely a special way of after the Moisha, getting married to a wife and treating each other properly, like the Moisha in Zushin says. The time that that we see that even though there were terrible things, but every gezeira has an end to it, and the way we bring the end to it is by connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our simchas of mitzvah and our rivui of Torah. That we take advantage of this yom, it's not just by not saying tachanun, but thinking maybe there are ways I could appreciate the mitzvahs I can do. I can be ma'ar b'Torah, my own Torah, other people's Torah, there's a tremendous need of supporting of Torah nowadays by people that care about Torah. We do that, we have to shame, we should be safe to see, and the place of mitzvah is in Yonah, Eirim Yonelu.